You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Hey, I'm here with Steve. Steve, you on the line?
I certainly am, on earthquake afternoon.
Yeah, it was a strange morning, wasn't it? You got it in Melbourne as well as we did?
Well and truly, mate. We're sitting at the breakfast table and all of a sudden a couple of things started to move and then it stopped after about 15, 20 seconds, and then, wonder what that was. And everybody went out in the street, and away we go.
Yeah.
Wonder what was happening, but it wasn't too bad. I don't think there's been too much damage, so that's good.
No, I was lying in bed. I think it was a very good wake-up call. But it's funny, because I thought it must be builders or something, but it was like 2 seconds, and then it just kept going, and you're like, what? I've never experienced an earthquake before, and I don't know if I don't want to experience another one, I think.
It was fairly strong for an area like Melbourne, and I reached into New South Wales and ACT also, evidently, so it was quite strong.
Yeah, but have you got, I was thinking today, have you got Carol King, I Feel the Earth Move, or...?
Well, that would have been appropriate, but I haven't, but I've got I do have a female singer, which is in direct contrast to who we had last week with the loved ones. I've got Mary Hopkin.
Ah, those were the days?
That's correct. And maybe that's an appropriate song to play at this time.
I know, yeah. It's a strange world at the moment, so, yeah.
Well, very much so. Well, anyway, with Mary, she was born in a place called Pontydor in Wales on the 3rd of May 1950. Now, she showed early musical talent, as a lot of these artists seem to have done, and her parents paid for her to have singing lessons. And she began her musical career as a member of a Pontydor folk band called Selby, Set and Mary. And they recorded in Welsh an EP which was moderately successful. In 1968, she appeared on an English national talent show called Opportunity Knocks, which she actually won, and this attracted nationwide attention, and certainly the attention of someone such as the 1960s iconic model Twiggy, who actually saw the show and immediately rang Paul McCartney, who was actively looking for new talent for the Beatles' new record label, Apple, and he immediately signed her up. So moving ahead a little bit, and on the 31st of August 1968, the iconic song Those Were the Days was released, and as we all know, it became a number one song in a fair few places around the world. It was number one in the UK, number two in the US and Australia, and it sold over 2 million copies worldwide. Interestingly enough, Sandy Shaw also had a version of the song at the same time, but it was completely eclipsed by Hopkins' version.
Did they sound similar, or...?
I am not aware of the version. I have not heard of her version of the song. It's not that I didn't look for it. It's just that I felt if it's anything, if it's Mary Hopkins' song was good enough, that was the only one I wanted to listen to anyway. So, perhaps later on after this recording, I might go and listen to it and find it's probably not such a bad song after all. But anyway, an LP which was produced by McCartney followed, and that reached number three in the album charts, so she was definitely off and running. And in 1969, along came Goodbye, which was number two in the UK and Australia, and number 13 in the US, and also Tema Harbour, which, if I had my arm twisted, I would probably say is my second favourite of hers. It was number six in the UK and Australia, and number 39 in the US. Interestingly enough, though, in 1970, she represented the UK in the Eurovision Song Contest. I get my mouth around that one. And she was hot favourite to win with Knock Knock Who's There. But it was actually, she did get knocked off by an Irish singer called Dana with a song called All Kinds of Everything. It's not a song that I'm familiar with.
Well, if she was representing the UK, I don't think she had any chance to win, no matter how good she was.
Well, I'm not familiar with her, that person at all. Knock Knock, and now this was an interesting song because this was covered by a local singer here called Liv Mason. Not sure whether you've heard of her. and Liv Mason's version of the song reached number 2 in Australia. But perhaps just some consolation for Mary Hopkin was that Knock Knock, her version reached number 2 on the UK charts. But a version of Case Sarah Sarah followed, and that reached number 30 in Australia, but was completely unsuccessful everywhere else. Mm. Hopkins has previously not wanted to record the song, but they decided to release it elsewhere apart from the UK, where it was not where they never released it. She married a gentleman by the name of Tony Visconti in 1971, and he was a musician, arranger, and a producer who actually was involved in producing several David Bowie albums. And she went on a 1972 Australian tour with Tom Paxton, who was an American singer-songwriter. And they performed in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, and a place in South Australia which was called a large outdoor festival, and it was called Meadows. And this actually drew a crowd of over 30,000 people. It certainly doesn't exist now, but evidently back then it was a pretty big place to have a concert. When she came back from that Australian tour, she actually left the pop scene and to have a family. She had a son and daughter to Visconti, and then decided to leave the Apple label in the same year. And then she released several unsuccessful singles and started a one-off special for the BBC, which was on the 29th of July of that year. And then having time off for having a son and a daughter, she returned to recording in 1976 and released several more non-charting singles. And she divorced Visconti in 1981, and since then has continued to this day to perform in stage shows and record singles and also albums with different groups and records with her son and daughter. I totaled this up, and she's actually recorded 17 albums in all, so she's still been quite busy. And one of those was, the latest one was an acoustic version of Those Were the Days, which was on an EP released on the 50th anniversary of the original from 1968. Now this EP also includes another version of Those Were the Days and also Goodbye, which were released in 1977 and produced by Visconti. So she's still alive and kicking and going along very nicely, Mary Hopkins. Nice to actually speak about someone who's still alive and still performing. So a unique voice, a unique talent once again, short-lived outward success, but obviously internally from still performing and doing a lot of the stuff that she likes to do. I would like now just to request that you play Those Were the Days, please.
And here we go. It's a great song. And here's Those Were the Days by Mary Hopkin. And yeah, what a good song it is. Those Were the Days by the great Mary Hopkin. What do you think, Steve? Got anything else to add to that?
No, the fact that that's the song that we're playing is probably something we're probably thinking, well, yeah, that might be fairly appropriate. It wouldn't be bad getting back to some of those things that we would like to do eventually.
Yeah.
Hopefully that will occur.
Yeah.
The other ones... My second choice is actually Tama Harbour. I do happen to like Tama Harbour, and certainly Goodbye, and also Knock Knock.
Yep.
So any of those in any order you like, Josh, would be appreciated. It's nice to actually talk about someone who's still alive and going along very nicely.
Yeah, it is good, and great talent, and we'll play some more Mary Hopkin, but we'll have to go to a quick sponsors break. But thanks again, Steve, and I look forward to talking to you next week. We're coming up towards our 20th show or 20th version of this. We might have to do something for that.
I'll look forward to that. I've got a few ideas in mind, and perhaps one of those thoughts might be that we could perhaps, if you'll allow me the option, that we could do perhaps after the 8 o'clock news to the end of your show, we could perhaps run through quite a pretty interesting stories, but we'll work on it and we'll come up with something, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, we've got a bit of time. I'm not sure. We'll have to work out what number this is. I don't think we're at 20 yet, but we're nearly there.
No.
Yeah.
I think we're about 14 or 15, but I'll do a check and you can do a check and we can get back to it. But, Josh, I would just like to wish all the listeners a happy and safe week coming up, and hopefully we don't have any more riots or any more earthquakes or...
Yeah.
And everybody gets back to having some sort of normality.
Well, hopefully we'll be talking again next Wednesday and it'll all be good. But, take care.
All the best.
Thanks,
Josh.
See ya.
See you later.
See ya. You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.